going on, people? It's Ramel here. Hope you're doing amazing. Hopefully you're having an amazing week. Thank you once again for tuning in. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, then thank you for watching. So today, what we're going to discuss? Today, we're going to discuss why I believe our patience, why I believe your patience is stopping you from reaching success. Why I believe your patience is stopping you from reaching success. And the reason why I'm talking about this topic today is because it's something that is really resonating with me. It's something that I've gone through recently where I genuinely believe that I really wanted something to happen so quickly. It's almost like I wanted something to happen overnight, even though I know nothing special can happen overnight. It's just not possible. Nothing of significance is built overnight. Rome wasn't built in the day. How many times have we heard that? Nothing of significance is built overnight. Nothing of significance is built in a day. It's just not possible. So when you want to do something that's great, when you want to do something that's substantial, it takes time. It's very different, you know, when you're trying to build something of substance and of significance, because you have to build a really deep foundation first. If you're building a house, for example, you can't just start building on top of the surface. You've got to dig a foundation. You've got to, you know, dig the foundation, fill the foundation, and then build on top of that. Otherwise, the house will tumble over. And it's exactly the same thing when it comes to whatever we're doing with our lives that is of significance. Whether it's our careers or our businesses or even family or relationships, nothing happens overnight. And things that do happen overnight are never of significance. They never go on to do anything or to become anything great. So it's understanding that we have to be patient and have to really work through the process to build something great. We have to work through the process to build something of significance. You get me? So let's get into it now. And I've been recovering from a cold / flu. So my throat is doing the most. So you have to forgive me today. If I sound a bit mad on the podcast today, please forgive me. But we're going to muscle through this anyway because I've got a lot I want to share with you guys. So let's get to it. So why your lack of patience is keeping you from success. Let's start off with our short-term gratification. Because we want things overnight, because we want things to happen in the instant, we lose the sight of, you know, the long-term vision that we have. Because we know, or anyone that is well-educated, or anyone that has any life experience knows that, obviously we discussed the fact that already it takes time to build something of significance, and the fact that it takes time, we're not talking about months here, we're talking about years, or sometimes decades. So what we know that it takes years or decades to build what we're trying to build, yet when we don't see the results in, say, weeks, months, or sometimes even within a couple of years, we get discouraged. And it's because we're human beings, and as human beings, we have these short-term desires. We have these desires that want to be met overnight, right? So it's short-term gratification. And if you don't have that under control, it can stop you from doing the things or pursuing the things that will take longer to achieve. So for example, if you know you want to build a business, or if you know you want to, you know, have a job or go for a job or become someone that is in some sort of, you know, really high position in the corporate world or in the public sector, say in government, knowing it's going to take you 10, 15 years to get there, all right? But something else comes along that pays well, but you know you don't really want to do it, but it pays well. And you know that, you know what, it means that I can earn similar money to what I'll be earning in 10, 15 years, or maybe not similar money, but just close to it, and I can earn it within a year rather than having to wait 10, 15 years. But if I waited 10, 15 years, I'll be doing what I believe that I should be doing, what I believe that I've been called to do. But because of the short-term gratification, we go for the other option that isn't really what we want, but because we want that money, we want the money now. You get me? That's just an example, it's just an analogy. But we go for the things that will, you know, like sort out the itch that we have of our short-term gratification. The itch that we have to, you know, have things overnight. Just the problem, you know what I mean? Just that thing when we want something to happen now, it's like we have to really address that itch. And you either address it by gratifying it and going out there and getting that job that might pay half decent, but it's not what you want to be doing, or getting involved in some sort of scheme that might pay quicker, or you think it's a get rich quick scheme and it might pay you out, but it's not what you want to do, and long term it's not going to benefit you. But we, you know that in the long term you're going to pay the price for that. So it's either you address that itch by itching it, or you address the itch by addressing the itch. And when I say that, what I mean is, yes, you realize that their short term gratification, you know, that one is there, but you know what you want most is what you want to go for long term. So it's all about weighing up the thing that you want now against the thing that you want most. So what's more important to you, what you want now or what you want most? And for most of us, for everybody, the most important thing is what we want most, but not all of us have the self-discipline, not all of us have the, you know, the right mentality to enable us to take a step back at a situation, think about what we're doing and where we're at, and go for what we want most, even though it's going to take us longer, because we want to, you know, get the short-term gratification. Listen, short-term gratification only leads you to a dead end. It never ends well, right? So make the right choice. Go for what you want most rather than what you want now. See, another thing that stops us from going for what we want most, because it's going to take longer, is the fact that success indicators of long-term goals are very different from short-term ones. And what I mean by that is, if you're going to do something that's going to take longer, you're not going to have you're not going to hit the overnight goals, the quick goals. You're not going to see instant success, is what I'm trying to say. Whereas if you want short-term goals, so for example, if you want to become somebody, say that you're in the gym, right? And you're trying to get yourself into insane shape. So you've got someone that is trying to, you know, lose, I don't know, 2 stone in the course of a few months. And you've got someone that is trying to become a bodybuilder, right? So if you don't want to become a bodybuilder, everyone knows it's going to take longer than a couple of months in comparison to someone that wants to lose 2 stone. But sometimes we still measure our success the same way. How can a bodybuilder or someone that wants to be a bodybuilder measure the progress of their body against someone that's trying to lose two stone, in a space of a couple of months? It's going to take longer to build that muscle mass. It's going to take longer to sculpt the body into the way they want to sculpt their body. Yet, we do this every single day. We compare our success, we compare our journey, even though our journey is a longer one, against other people that are on a very different journey to us, but we still go compare it. You can't compare your journey because your journey looks different. The bodybuilder's journey looks very different to someone that's trying to lose 2 stone in the space of a couple of months. Do you know what I mean? Their journeys are very different. And see, when a bodybuilder eventually gets to that place where they call themselves a bodybuilder, they can go to competition, they can win competitions, right? When they hit that, it might take them a couple of years. But once they get to that, just because it's taken them 3-4 years in comparison to someone that has wanting to lose 2 stone in 3 months and they've done it, just because it's taken them, the bodybuilder 4 years, it's taken the person that wanted to lose 2 stone 3 months, they've both hit their success. They've both reached their goal. Just because it's taken longer doesn't mean that you're less successful. We need to stop putting a time limit on the things that we're trying to do. And yes, of course you want to measure your goals against time, because when things aren't working, you have to maybe pivot or readjust, etc. But I think the importance is to not compare. When we compare ourselves, we compare our journeys, and we compare our success against other people's, we're just setting ourselves up for failure. We're setting ourselves up for discouragement. We're setting ourselves up for disappointment. And it's just the wrong thing to do. See, and while we're on this journey, where we're trying to reach these goals, these long-term goals or the long-term vision that we've got in our minds, it's understanding that we have to remain consistent for a very long period of time before we're going to hit that success. It's understanding that sometimes it's about us as a person and how we're growing through the journey and through the process rather than the hitting the destination itself. Sometimes who we become on the journey is more important than the destination itself. Do you know what I mean? So don't discount and don't be discouraged about how long it's taken. Don't be discouraged about, you know, the fact that you've not reached that goal just yet. It's going to take time, and we know it's going to take time. So understand that, weigh up. You know, some people just aren't fit to go out and do something that's going to be significant because they don't have the patience, they don't have the self-discipline to go out there and execute on something for a long period of time. Nothing of significance was built overnight. Nothing of significance was built in a day. It's just not possible. So remember that. Remember that it's always about you as a person rather than the destination itself. See, and when it comes to it, when we really think about it, it's all about the people that stick around the longest. The future belongs to those that stick around the longest, period. Because if you go at something for a long period of time and you're good at what you do, you're going to have breakthrough. You're going to get the breakthrough. You're going to be successful in that area. You're going to make it happen. You just have to stick at it long enough, doing the right things, being consistent in that area, and you're going to make it happen. But so many of us, we fall short. So many of us, we give up too early. So many of us lack the patience to build things of significance. So many of us just want short-term gratification. And when you're able to manage yourself, when you're able to master your mind, when you're able to get yourself into a place that realizes, okay, you know, I might have to chill for a while. I might not have the lifestyle that I want right now, but I know in 10 or 20 years' time, when it's all said and done, I'm going to thank myself because I'm going to be fulfilled, because I'm going to be, you know, doing the thing that I know that I've been born to do. And that is what life is about. It's about fulfillment. It's about doing the things that we know that we were created to do. Because what's the point in living if you're not doing the thing that you're supposed to be living for? That's the question I want to ask you today. What were you born to do? And the matter of fact is, whatever you were created to do, to achieve it or to live it, it's a lifetime process. It doesn't happen overnight. So please remember, remain patient, stick at it, do not give up. And the indicators for long-term success are very different from short-term success. Remember what we discussed today. Please be encouraged. Remember, it's not about how far you've got to go. It's all about how far you've come. Sometimes take a look back and look at how far you've come. Encourage yourself, you know, think like positively about things. It's not all about how far you've got to go. You've come a long way. I know you're watching this, you're listening to this right now, and you're discouraged because you know you've got so far to go. You've not hit the goals that you've written down, or you know that dream just seems like it's not coming to pass. But please stay encouraged. Stay courageous. Stay fighting. Stick at it, because you're needed. And if you give up, then what was the point of all that time that you spent doing what you was doing? Come on, keep on going. I'm Ramel Wade. Guys, thank you for listening. If you listen on the podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe and to hit the 5-star rating as well if you listen on iTunes. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe as well. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. Goodbye.